Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Is Mary the Encourager. Welcome to tonight's show. I'm glad you were able to join us tonight. This is an opportunity for us to talk a little bit about mentoring, about empowerment, and about where we're headed in encouraging ourselves. Tonight, our guest was to be Candice Conda of Chicago, Illinois, and due to technical difficulties, she's not with us at this time. To prepare for talking with her, I did a little research on mentoring because she works with mentoring young people. There were a couple of phrases that stood out to me when I looked up mentoring. Mentoring, such as teaching, grooming, assigning specific relationships, partnerships, having a goal of making a difference. You know, when I think about those terms, I see the need for us to be mentored, not just as youth, but all through our lives we need to be finding the kind of partnerships that cause us to want to be better, to make a difference, to be able to provide us with guidance. You know, I think about the situations that we all go through. There's something about being adults and even with children. We somehow think we should already know how to do everything we do. We forget the fact that when we first started out, someone had to teach us how to walk. They had to hold our hand. Someone taught us about ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. We get to adulthood, and we often veer off the path of learning more about the things that would build on our passion. And instead, we do the things that keep us in the survival mode. We know how to go to work. After being excited about getting that call for the interview and being chosen for the job, in many cases, it doesn't take very long before we start thinking about what could I do next, or how much longer do I have before I retire. And now, as things have happened with the economics in our country, some of the dreams for retirement have been pushed a little further along. We could use a mentor right now, don't you think? Mentoring for me has meant being involved with people who are moving on in entrepreneurship, people who are coaches, people who are trainers. Those are the kind of people that inspire me, that give me ideas, people who are visionaries, people who have been able to see a vision in the future, begin the task to be able to bring it to pass. That, to me, is an example of mentoring. As Mary the Encourager on ThinkBigRadio.com for several years, I've had an opportunity to interview many guests. I've also had an opportunity to be prepared for the things that may not happen just according to schedule. In doing that, I look back on some of the things that have prepared me for a time like this. I happen to be moving over the last few weeks, and in moving, you know, you sometimes uncover things that have been buried for a long time, longer than we might even want to acknowledge. One of those situations happened as I was moving for a short period with my aunt. She was clearing out the room and getting it ready for me, and lo and behold, she found a newspaper clipping of when her son was in football, playing football in college, and it was about him receiving some awards and receiving a trophy. It was so old that she immediately dusted it off and sent a copy to all of his brothers and sisters and to him. And they all had a good time reminiscing about that time frame and, of course, teasing her about the fact that she had kept this for so long. Well, I also found something. I found that even years ago, I was putting together diagrams and asking myself, what's the next step? I want to share a little bit about that for you. Because, you know, we need to be able to not only find and join with mentors, but mentor ourselves, come back to ourselves, go to our goals, look at what we said we were going to do, see where we are now. So let's take a look at that. I had a circle, and at the top of the circle, I had asked myself, what's your next step? At that time, Mary Brown was providing resources to guide others in determining what their next step would be. Well, I still find myself doing some of that. I had at the center of this circle what my goal was. I wanted to find a way to meet my needs for money now, for frustrations with my job, for dealing with issues in my family, my career choices, and developing my own life plan. I did this probably 30 years ago, and I can see that I've still got a number of those same goals right now. I found that I really like doing entrepreneur activities, so I had found a financial solution that would provide money and time freedom to pursue the true missions in my life. And I found a company that I was working with at that time that had given me a way to know people all across the country and even people in other countries. In fact, I was one of the first people to develop and present training when the company went into Canada. So I can see that, yes, I did accomplish that step. I also see that I wanted to continue my entrepreneur activities with business opportunities and retail outlets. One of those that I did was, I had a jewelry business and a fashion business called Brown's Fashions. I had written on this chart that I needed a way to profit from my love of beautiful jewelry. Well, now I can look back and see I did give that a shot, and I had a great time. Another one of the schools shows that I had a company that was a nonprofit company I started called Family Resources. Family Resources' goal was to service families in distress. Particularly, we trained on alcoholism and addiction in the family. We took this program into churches, bringing in speakers and leaders and even Waldo the Clown. We had activities for the youth as well as the adults. We took this program to several hundred churches and even won an award at a national event that was held in Atlanta, Georgia. So I guess I can see that I did work in that area of my circle. Then I see that when I listed my next step resources, I knew that I wanted to do something about career and personal development. I considered doing career counseling. I even attended a class with a company out in New York, learned some more about what it meant to be a coach, and I started building around skills, testing skills, and goal setting. Okay, well, I see that I didn't really take that to completion, but I do recall that that gave me some great insights for my own development, and I've been sharing those with people since that time. You know, this is really interesting to me that I just started talking about mentoring. And I can look back at this worksheet that was done over 30 years ago, and I see that I really did move forward. I've got different goals and visions now, but I'm really glad to see what happened here. My overall question to myself was, how would I put my skills to work in my own business? What innovative solutions would I find based on my needs, my strengths, and my environment? Is there anything from what I'm saying that could apply to your situation? Do you have your needs already listed out? Do you know what your talents and strengths are? Can you see how you could combine those? And what would that mean for you? Well, let me just tell you a little bit about where things are for me now. I still have opportunities to train. Now I'm speaking for the Small Business Administration and providing many workshops at no cost to individuals who are interested in learning about federal contracting. My niche is cost proposals. something that a lot of people don't want to deal with. But what I try to do is help people to understand that it may be difficult to understand the system with the federal government, how to write proposals, how to get awarded a contract. But there's something you're going to have to know how to do. You've got to document your files, and you've got to have support for your cost numbers, because there will be people like me who will be evaluating them. And if you get to that point where you got the award, the last thing you want is to find that you haven't proposed enough to cover your costs, and therefore you begin to lose the profit you had built in, or that you have overestimated and you lost on opportunities that could have been yours. Another thing that I'm doing right now, it still keeps me in touch with my dream of jewelry and fashion, is I'm working with a company, and my team is called the Prosperity Team. What we're doing is we're showing people, women and men, and I've even had a 14-year-old, we're showing people a different way to reshape and revive their body. In fact, with this particular venture, I have an opportunity to give people the 10-minute secret to be able to immediately change their size. And women are able to lose 2 or 3 dress sizes in a matter of 10 minutes. Okay, maybe you would say like I did at first, what's behind that door? What are they doing? Well, that's the reason that I go forth and give showcases and actually demonstrate to people. I've got some pictures that my daughter put on Facebook to show people my before and after, and the before and after all took place within 10 minutes. In that particular opportunity, it brings together several of my skills. I have an opportunity to show people something that they could do to meet a goal that they have about how they look. I also have an opportunity to share with them some training materials to let them know that this is a garment that was designed by an orthopedic surgeon, that people are able to have permanent weight loss, that is not a gimmick, and that we are able to really feel more comfortable and more confident in ourselves and who we are. As I've been able to work with the team of people who have accumulated around me in just a matter of weeks, I find that I'm able to reach back on some of those things I just shared with you from my worksheet from 30 years ago. I find that it's meeting my financial needs. I find that it helps with any frustration I might have on another job, because I get a chance to help people reach their goals, and that's one of my inner passions. I get an opportunity to show people a way out of draining and frustrating job situations, even if it's only for an hour to an evening, or maybe while there is a group of friends and even strangers who come along who all share the same goal. That is, they'd like to feel better. They'd like to get that pain out of their back, even for a moment. They are finding that their back pain and their knee pain is relieved because their posture is better. Their spine is responding. So here I have stumbled upon an opportunity that really fits with my goal of helping people to see themselves transformed, a way for them to be able to move in line with new fashion and new ideas, not to see themselves as someone who is aged, someone who doesn't have any way of being able to change their life. You know, I think that is a common thread with me. I like transformation. I like to know that there's more to life. And I have worked many years. I find myself coming back, doing an evaluation of, okay, let's see, what do I really want to do with my life? I find that I do that quite often, and let me just share a little bit with you of what kind of questions I ask. If you're an independent thinker, ask yourself these kind of questions. What do you experiment with? What do you do that you just lose yourself in it? What kind of things do you find that you don't even keep track of time? Could be reading, could be dancing, writing, could be sports. it's whatever it is. It's something that as you begin to operate that particular passion or skill of yours, nothing else seems to matter. You can't wait to get back to it. Could be doing some kind of water sports. Could be teaching. Could be interacting with young people or even with adults. Who are you and what are you in the process of developing? Who do you want to be? How would you want your name to live on? What is your drummer beat? You know, we hear that saying about marching to the beat of your own drummer. Well, what song is that drummer beating out for you? Where do you avoid the status quo? What are the times when you really do find yourself breaking out of the here and now and saying, okay, I'm going for it? Where do you try something new? And when do you actually do something new? Where do you resist structure and standards? Let's take it another way. What are you drawn to? Well, I find myself being highly educated and really interested in new educational opportunities. I know I'm designed to think. I'm a big thinker. And I like to be free from convention. I don't really like for things to just tie me down. I like to be able to say, I can see over this wall, and I want to go there. If you find that you are an investigative type of person, you're always looking to see how does this work and what else is coming. You know, that could be an indication that you have some very strong abilities. Are you using them? Is that a talent? Is that a passion? Is that something that drives you and you can't seem to get yourself satisfied with what's going on? That's what I want you to kind of think about. Think about, are you fully engaged? Are you fully engaging your interests, your natural talents, and impacting the world? You know, one thing I like to ask people, what is the biggest dream you could dream? You know, I've developed a concept that from a Bible story. It was a Bible story about Abraham. And it was said that when God told Abraham what his mission for Abraham was going to be, Abraham laughed. It was so hilarious, given his age, given his financial situation, given his situation in his geographical area. He thought, this is completely unbelievable. Do you have any visions like that? Do you have a mission that is unbelievable? Can't you believe that there was a time not that long ago where there were some people tinkering around saying, one day, I believe we could fly a plane. And do you see, in a short period of time of a decade, we've gone, excuse me, not a decade, but a century, we have gone from flying a plane to flying and right on out of the gravitational pull of the Earth and going out into space. Can't you imagine that there are people who work in NASA who were, as kids, saying, I believe we could go outside of the Earth and see what's out there. And then they prepared themselves through science and study and affiliation with other like-minded people. They became a part of that team. They didn't have to be the leader. They didn't have to be the astronaut on board, but they had that dream. What's your dream that is so big? So big, it's hilarious to people around you. In fact, maybe they have already laughed, and maybe you found yourself saying, you know, if people are going to laugh like this, I'm never going to tell them my dream. And sometimes that's good, you know. Maybe you shouldn't tell them your dream because they will laugh. But what if you could get so engaged with your dream for a few hours a day, or a few hours a week, that when you got to the end of a period of time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, you saw that you had moved a little bit further with that dream, and a little bit further, and a little bit further. And it won't be long before you can look back and remember when you only thought about it, and now you see it as a reality. One of the things that I remember that keeps me kind of challenged and then, again, somewhat focused, my brother said to me one time, don't tell me any more your ideas until you do them, until you've done some of them. Now, why did he say that? He remembered when we were little kids, and we saw cars going down the road, and I don't know, I don't remember every detail of it, but apparently it was raining, and the windshield wiper was going on the front of the car. And I told him, you know, they should put a windshield wiper on the back of the car. Phew, people laugh. Like, what are you talking about? We don't have windshield wipers on the back of the car. Well, now, that would be nothing to laugh at because we have windshield wipers on the back of cars. We have so many things in our cars that was not even imagined just years ago. So think about your passion sometimes. Just do me a favor and remember back to the time that you could remember. I know for some of us it's hard to remember those dreams, but I had one teacher say that try to put yourself back to when you were 7 or 8 or 9. What were you saying then? What were the things that mom was saying or dad was saying? Stop tinkering with those toys. When are you going to get your head out of that book? Are you still creating new dance steps? Who are you talking to? What do you think, you on Broadway? What do you mean you created a new way to cook that cake? How dare you think that you know more than we do? You know, if you could get yourself back in that mindset to the point that you can smile, think of yourself then. Oh, yeah, I know we have terrible childhood memories sometimes that get in the way. We start trying to go back and we start thinking about these terrible things that happened. But, you know, there were some good days. And there were some times when you knew that you were meant to bring something to life. What is it? You know, I'm in a kind of unique position. I get an opportunity to talk with people who are building proposals for billion-dollar aircrafts or missile systems or government solutions. And then I also get to talk to people who are just struggling to get a couple $100s so they can get started on a small home-based business because they know they want to do something different. I think it's a very humbling experience, but I also see the similarities. I see people driven by a goal, whether it's for a $1 billion award or whether it's for their first couple of showcases so someone can see their garments, whether it's a person who builds websites, or a person who has the opportunity to just have some products on a website. In fact, I'm going to give you a secret. I have a website. You can take a look at it at www.marybrownstore.com. If you go to that site and you like what you see, guess what? I can give you one. Yep, that's right. I paid the licensing fee so that I could give you a site. So if you go to that site and you like what you see, send me an email to marybrown100@gmail.com and tell me that you want one of the free websites. I'll send it to you. And this is a great time to learn how to make money on the Internet. My store is going to be available for people to do Christmas shopping, back-to-school shopping. It's a store that's operated 24/7. I don't have to pay for a clerk. I don't have to have someone turn the lights out at night. I don't have to worry about whether or not my employees, quote unquote, are doing their job because it's just operating. It's helping people to find the items that they're looking for. So take a look at it when you get a chance. Let me know what you think. Now think about business when you have an opportunity to give away services to people. Why? Because that's marketing. Because the whole world wants at least one more customer. Anybody in business knows the value of a satisfied customer. We want to provide quality, and we want the person to be so excited about it that they'll tell someone else and send us that customer. We don't look at a customer as just a word. we look at a customer as a person with a need, and we're fulfilling that need. When I talk with people who have ideas with SBA, and they want to know how can they get their idea in the position to be able to get a government contract. Well, one of the things I start with is, what problem are you solving? What solution are you bringing to the table? You see, when I work with my prosperity team with this new garment that's here to help people transform their size, transform some of their health ailments, when I work with them, the solution is the confidence that I see, the smiles on their face when they look in the mirror and say, oh my goodness, is that me after only 10 minutes? When they say, hey, I want this. I don't care what it takes. This has transformed how I look at myself. You'll find these people will keep casting their eyes back to the mirror. They want to know, who am I? Who is this? Because they're not used to thinking of themselves as someone who has upright posture, who some of those aches and pains have gone away, who's able to wear some clothes they haven't worn for years, who's able to go to that next event and know that they're going to be able to have on, you know, just the latest fashion in the smaller size. Permanent weight loss from a 10-minute activity? Interesting. But, you know, that's what I mean about the way that I've been able to work with people and challenge people, because I'm able to find that I can use the skills that have been developed over the years and the awareness I've gotten from working in different arenas to be able to talk to people about business no matter what level it's on. As I said, from $1 billion to micro business, from businesses in the U.S. to Canada to worldwide, because everyone is really just looking to make their business a little bit better. Now let's just go through, in the few moments remaining, go through a few things to help you. I want you to draw a big circle on the page. Let it cover maybe the center, touch the edges of your page. Leave a little room at the top and leave a little room at the bottom. Then I want you to write, what is your next step? Put your name, give this circle some spokes. Mine had 6 spokes. Yours might have more. Put your name in the middle at the top. Not in the middle, actually. Put a circle in the middle. But on the first spoke, put your name and put what you see yourself doing. I put that I was providing resources to guide others in deciding what would be their next step. In the circle, I put my needs. What needs did I want to meet as I move forward? And as I said, I had things like money now, eliminate job frustrations, issues in my family, career choices, developing my own life plan. And then on those different spokes, put in some ideas. I actually went to lunch with a coworker, and as I actually had a person mentor me, coach me along, and that person was saying to me, you know, you're always talking about this type of thing and that type of thing. And they actually helped me to hear myself. So I was able to write down some things. I wanted a financial solution that would provide money and time freedom. I wanted a way to profit from my love of beautiful jewelry. I wanted a way to engage in some activities that I love, like dancing. I wanted a way to service families in distress. I wanted a way to give my training and teaching and to have an opportunity for people to let me know it made a difference to them. So put some of yours. I also realized my primary aim was to provide individualized personal development services to families and organizations. I had no idea that thinkbigradio.com might be a part of the fulfillment of that aim for me. I wanted to help people in transition with their careers, their business choices, their personal development, and their financial needs. I wanted to provide private on-site coaching and training for business professionals. At that time, I had no idea that I would be one of the speakers for the Small Business Administration in my area. So if you put it down and you put it away. I actually put this in just a little plastic holder years ago, and it preserved it enough that I was able to find this while I was moving and had an opportunity to share it with you today. Now, as I have laid that out for you, you might just be looking at that page saying, what am I going to write? Well, start by putting a few things down on the side. Identify your abilities. Abilities are what you can do. You might also call them skills or talents. Your abilities are often expressed as verbs, you know, that end in ing. So what are some of your abilities? What about some of these questions to help you? What are you doing when you're so engrossed or absorbed or involved that you lose track of time? Brainstorm and write those activities down. I went through some of those earlier. Reading, talking, presenting, dancing, evaluating, analyzing, giving guidance, dreaming about the future, creating, finding a solution, fishing, biking, baking. Let it go on. What are your words? Number two, in what kinds of activities relative to yourself and not others do you make the boldest choices and take the greatest risks? Examples given were speaking in foreign languages, telling jokes, styling your hair, skateboarding. You see, what might be a bold choice for you, like styling your hair, skateboarding, or telling a joke, you might say, what does that have to do with my abilities? Not everybody can do it. That's how you have to remember to appreciate yourself. The things that you take for granted could be something that another person would say, I could never do that. I found that I've been around people who are great joke tellers, and I could actually have all the words written down on paper, and I still couldn't deliver it in the way that some of them did. Another question to ask yourself, in what kind of tasks do you work the most quickly relative to others? Be sure to consider and remember the quickest words, numbers, or visual images that you have, for example, like drawing or analyzing or calculating or making friends. Another would be, what do people thank you for? Listening, repairing broken things, initiating get-togethers, you know, just what do they thank you for? I dare you to go through a month and keep a little sheet of paper on the side and just see if anybody thanks you. And, in fact, do some things. But don't do it because you're going to get thanked. But what if you just helped someone across the street and they got to the other side, they said thank you? You know, there are things that you do that you probably don't even give yourself credit for. Another one that you might want to go through would be your skills list. And there are books that you can get that can help you with identifying skills with information. There are also skills with people. And there are also skills with things. There's a great book by Carol Eikenberry that wrote a book about creative careers that I've been working with this summer just to give myself a chance to reflect and see where do I go next. Then take a look at what you've written. It may take you several days or weeks to go through those. But add another category. Identify your interests. And use some of these questions. Write a list of the subjects you would like to learn more about. Now, remember, these are interests. Doesn't mean that it's going to be the easiest thing, but what are you interested in? Doesn't mean it's going to become a job for you, but what is your interest? Write a list of occupations that you're currently considering. Include occupations that appeal to you when you were a kid, and they still sound kind of good. Maybe you like working around pets and veterinarians, or artists, or teachers. Maybe you're into crafts, and you still find yourself gravitating toward that. Think about your favorite subjects when you were at school, and it doesn't matter when. It could have been kindergarten. It could be postdoctoral. Also, think about your favorite website and magazine. What are they about? Add those subjects to your list of your interests. Take a look at the occupations listed in career reference sections in books such as The Career Guide for Creative and Unconventional People. List 5 to 9 of the occupations that you think you might like. You can find many indexes of occupations at your library or your favorite bookstore. And when you look at some of those occupational fields, ask yourself, what appeals to me? Like, for instance, I circle dance, but you can believe you will never see me on America's Got Talent. But if I'm at a family gathering and they're doing a line dance, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be laughing harder than anybody else when I miss the steps because it is something that I enjoy. Then look at those three categories and add a fourth. Identify your motivators. Motivators might be called your values or desires. They're what you want and tend to give you energy and pull you towards something. It's the opposite of feeling like you have to push yourself. What are your motivators? How would you describe your ideal day or perfect job? Maybe write yourself a little story or draw a picture. And if that's not good, then just maybe what would be the worst and maybe see what motivates you from the other side. But if you're not getting anywhere, think about what do you want the most in your future. This could be what you want from work itself or a lifestyle that makes your work possible. Here's an example that one person wrote. They wanted a sane and supportive boss, to live by the shore, to work Monday through Friday and not on weekends, to attain mastery in a discipline or craft, more flexibility in parenting, an office with large windows, an office that overlooks the water would be for me, a slower, less frantic work pace, to volunteer one-on-one with women who need support. And then number three under this motivation, what current constraints do you want to honor and acknowledge? Could be geographic, could be financial, could be physical disability or handicap. Maybe you don't want to move to your dream city while your elderly parents need your help. So your motivator might be to live close to your parents. Or you need to keep your present income until your children are through college. Your motivator may be to earn enough income to pay for college tuition. Or maybe you need to keep stress down due to a chronic illness. Your motivator could be lower stress work. So if you take these examples, putting them together, does it give you a better idea, a little bit more insight into what you would like to put in your circle? What would you say you would want to strive for? And give yourself a timeline. Maybe there are some ways that will appear to you. You know, when I had an opportunity to look at some businesses, there were some that appealed to me. One that appeals to me is called Local Ad Link. That appealed to me because I know there's so many people who are business people and they need a way to market. And they can't afford to pay $65,000 for a 60-second commercial on some of the favorite shows on television. But they sure wish they could get that exposure. So there is a company called Local AdLink that I have affiliated with because I want to pass that information on to new business owners. I'd be glad to get an email from you, and I'll forward you a short video so you can take a look at it. Because I'm not into pushing things down someone's throat, but I'd rather know that there's someone who has a need for a solution that I found. So if you'd like to know more about some low-cost ways to market, to offer products and services, or even to just see what else is going on in your environment, then send an email to me at marybrown100@gmail.com, and I'll send you the information. And if you know someone who is interested in transforming their body, someone who would like to have curves in minutes, reshape their body, reduce their waist, someone who would like to drop some sizes without pills for diet or exercise or surgery, who could flatten their stomach, pull their shoulders back and correct their posture, relieve some of the pain that they're having in their body, okay, you can also contact me on that one, and I'll connect you with a consultant in your area. You know, what I like is to be a source of resource. A source of resource, okay. I like to be the source, and I also like to know that there are resources available and that I can connect you. I really believe in connections. You know, as I'm rounding out this call, I think about the fact that in the recent weeks, we have lost this great entertainer, Michael Jackson. And as we have reflected upon many aspects of his life, so many questions, so many things that people see as not the norm. But, you know, there's one thing that keeps coming back to me. His father and his family practiced and practiced and practiced, and some say he didn't have the childhood, but it became such a way to develop his talent and skill that he was on a different level early in life, and he was able to listen to himself and to be able to produce and create. And I really admire creators, but I know that we're producing and creating every day that we get up and walk in our life. We're producing and creating more energy. We're connecting with people. There's some folks that are just glad to see you walk into work. They're glad to hear your voice. Some of you may even be rather quiet, and you think, nobody notices me. But your contribution is still there. But it's a matter of what will you do with it. What will be your next step? That's pretty much what this conversation has been about. Maybe you need a mentor, a coach, or a guide. Maybe you need to mentor and coach and guide yourself a little bit. Maybe you need to hear that inner voice. You know, sometimes we can come out of very challenging situations and then find that we have come out with a new enlightenment, with new strength, new power that we didn't know we had. We would never want to go through that situation, but now that we have gone through that situation, we only got through it because of some inner reserves that we didn't even realize would pull us through. I went through a situation, a personal situation that really drove me to tears and anguish, and I just was so mad at myself for getting into this situation. And yet I had a friend who lived far across the country, who said to me, "You can call me anytime." I said, "You know, you don't know what you're saying." But she said, "You can call me in the middle of the night, early in the morning, middle of the day." And she did, to the point that her husband started to make jokes about it. Well, he didn't make the jokes then, but now we can joke about the fact that you never know when Mary the Encourager might be calling. But because this person was able to be there for me, it gave me the opportunity to continue to face my day. I didn't have to give the whole world my sob story, but I knew I had someone. She gave me a valuable gift, a valuable part of herself. And I'm glad that I have been able to engage with friends and to know people, even like the founder of ThinkBigRadio.com and so many of the hosts and co-hosts who have enabled me to be able to come forth and to share with you what Mary the Encourager is all about. I pray that this has been an encouragement to you and that you will share this with others. Feel free to give me a call at 804-922-2611 or email me at marybrown100@gmail.com. Let's continue to mentor ourselves and each other. Let's be encouraged and let's encourage others. We only have seconds remaining, but you know, we're never going to be alone. So we never want to have an opportunity to have to say goodbye. But now comes the time. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of ThinkBigRadio.com. Stay connected to your dreams. Good night.